Well, unlike moving your refrigerator, we probably spent 5 to 6 years planning for yesterday. We had 65 people full-time on our transition team for the last 5 or 6 years. We moved with some outside move consultants that were fantastic. And we planned and planned and planned and did mock moves. And all that planning and all that energy and people, we had about 2,100 people there yesterday to move about 360 patients. It went flawlessly, and we got the last patient in 3 hours ahead of schedule.
What kind of patients are these, and how do you move over 300 flawlessly?
Well, they're all types of patients. So we moved moms that were in labor. We moved a mom and a baby, a mom that had just delivered her baby. We moved a gentleman who had just had a double lung transplant. We moved critically ill children, adults, seniors. Most of the patients, we had tried to decrease our census because we run much higher than about 360 over this past week by not having elective surgery and not accepting transfers from other hospitals. So that helped us get the number slow down. The other thing is we know how to take care of the sickest of the sick and how to move people, because when they're in our old hospital or now in our new hospital, we need to move people down for x-ray or down for surgery or what have you. So we know how to do that. The challenge was doing that every 2 minutes with this kind of volume of patients.
Were they driven? Were they just taken by gurney? How did this work?
No, we had we closed off the south part of campus and Westwood Boulevard to car traffic, air traffic, and pedestrian traffic. We had 30 ambulances and two separate teams, a blue and yellow team that moved and never crossed paths. Then we had a red critical team that moved people in critical care unit, mobile units. So we took all of our neonates, our little babies that were in the intensive care unit, because their bassinets don't fit in regular ambulances in these larger trucks. And probably about 20 or so of our sickest adults also went in those.
Dr. David Feinberg, what does this new hospital have that the other one lacked?
This new hospital is the most state-of-the-art hospital, we think, in the world. It's all 520 single rooms designed by world-class architect I.M. Pei. It's got magnificent windows and views. There's a whole section in every room for family members with a pull-out bed, private bathroom, a curtain so that if we're doing a procedure on your loved one, you don't have to leave the room. We don't have any more visiting hours. It's 24-hour family access. We don't even have meal service at noon where they walk around and hand you a tray. It's on-demand, room-style, hotel-style room service, so you order what you want when you want it.
Dr. David Feinberg is chief executive of the UCLA Hospital System. Congrats. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much for your time.